Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Ham Nation is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Ham Nation is brought to you by ICOM and the T70A. For more information, visit icomamerica.com/hamnation. And by audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, visit audiblepodcast.com/hamnation. And don't forget to get your free copy of Brandon Sanderson's Legion at audible.com/Sanderson.
This is Ham Nation, episode number 78, December 19th, 2012. Merry Christmas from Ham Nation. Hello, everybody. From K9EID in Illinois tonight, it's Ham Nation time, and it's almost Christmas. Hello, Gordon, down in good old Costa Mesa. How are things there? You don't have any snow there, right?
No snow, but it did get down colder outside this morning at 32 degrees than our refrigerator inside at 38 degrees. So it was cold, no snow. Happy Christmas, happy Hanukkah, and happy holidays to all of Ham Nation.
Oh, that's great. And George, how you doing in Mississippi? You're okay. You're not freezing, are you?
Not freezing at all. You can tell I've got on the short sleeves here tonight. It's 8 o'clock and the temperature outside is still 68 degrees. So no chance of snow right now. And I've got Santa standing by over here. He's going to announce a great Christmas present that someone's going to be receiving this week.
All right. And we move on down south to good old New Orleans. Hi, Don. It's nice to see you live. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. Hey, George. Hey, Gordon. Hey, everyone. Hello. Yeah, it's nice to be seen down here in from home in Picayune, Mississippi. Of course, I work in New Orleans, and 66 degrees here. So, yeah, I've got the light on in the pump house, though, the light bulb going just in case it does dip below freezing for a couple of hours. It won't freeze the pump, of course. You know, that's what happens. You live in the country. You live out here. You're never alone because of all the wildlife.
That's right.
And everything.
But, that's right.
But, we're doing good, Bob. Back to you.
We're really glad to have you tonight, and I think Amanda's going to be around later on, going to have some Christmas poems, I believe, and Cheryl's watching in the chat room, and while we're thinking about it, we need to let everybody know how to get to the chat room. It's one of the major questions we have all the time on emails, and it's real simple. You just put in irc.twit.tv, irc.twit.tv, and it'll take you to the chat room, and you can put in your own call or handle or whatever, but that'll take you to the chat room. And got some questions and stuff. Why Cheryl will be around at the end and kind of bring some of those questions back to us, so join us there. But hey, Gordo, before I start things, I want to talk to you about this great magazine. I wonder how many of our viewers know about this great magazine. You know about this magazine, don't you?
Oh, I sure do. In fact, I was talking to Reverend Joe Lynch and Carol this morning, and he said he's got more exciting articles coming up. CQVHF, for the enthusiast that is above 50 megahertz and higher, CQVHF covers it all. Back to you, Bob.
Well, here's a nice article that you write usually once a month. You got some good stuff in there. And one of the reasons I bring it up is that you're looking at a guy that was a technician license for 17 years. My first 17 years was spent on VHF. And back in those days, we had a section in CQ Magazine. I think we've talked about this before. And I was the VHF editor of a whole section on VHF, because in those days, we didn't have anything, and CQ came aboard and had a special section each month that I was the editor of for VHF. And now, they, of course, for the past years, they've had this great magazine. I just wanted to let you know, and Gordon writes some wonderful things there. So you might want to check that out. It's really great reading. And, of course, that's the people from CQ Magazine. So we're going to go back down to you, Gordo, or out to you, Gordo. You've got some really great things out there that I understand that some guys were down at HRO this past weekend, and you've got some other things. So let's see what you got going.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Want to remind everyone that D-Star is going to be on the HF airwaves a week from this coming Saturday. And if you want to sort of get the inside look, W5KUB is our main man that will be streaming all the D-Star action beginning at 1000 hours Central Time. And all you got to do is go to W5KUB.com, and you'll see Ray there as well. And we'll be seeing how the D-Star contacts go on high frequency, not just VHF and UHF that we get with the 9100, but also on HF. And coming up in the future, Puerto Rico, W1AW slant bar KP4 will be on the air for the Puerto Rico ARRL convention coming up January 26 and 27. Thanks, Angel, for that information. And Bob, it's back. That is the Miami Ham Fest, the Tropical Hamboree, coming back February 1 and 2. And, of course, there's Orlando, and we've got a great year for ham radio, and coming up a great year for Quartz Fest. And before we take a look at the HRO get-together a couple weeks ago, Quartz Fest is indeed scheduled for January 15th on that Tuesday. The Rangers and the BLM folks will talk to us on Wednesday. Bion, N6BG, you know, Bionics. Bion will be there talking all about transmitter hunting. Roy talking all about the 75-meter country cousin net and all the activities they do that you know, Bob, down on 75 meters. Thursday is RV stripes, how to put and re-put up stripes on your RV or your vehicle, and the Wired Communications. They're the ones that produce these great LED strips. I'll be talking a little bit about them. Wired Communications is where you want to go if you want to stripe your vehicle for nighttime operation with LEDs. And then on Friday, Steve and Angel will be talking about working out of your RV to make money at a campground. And Angel also will be showing her new cookbook. Angel, we can't wait to see it. Saturday, metal detectors. Sunday, off-road with Frank, KB7IQ, and Jeff. They do a great job. Then on Monday, we talk about at Quartz Fest solar panels. Tuesday, we talk all about Mars. We got both Corky and Tom talking all about military auxiliary radio service. Wednesday, the big antenna shootout with Bill. Thursday, ICS 100, 200, 700 courses from one of the fire chiefs. And Friday, the big cast iron cookout. Saturday, yard sales. We'll be telling you more about Quartz Fest coming up and some of the stuff we're going to actually try out at Quartz Fest. And one of them is the ICOM 7200, and here we have it unleashed right now. And we're going to be putting that ICOM into some additional tests against other rigs to see which one can work at the lowest voltage out there on the desert floor. And speaking of low voltage, 12 volts, right? About a pound for each amp hour that these guys hold. This is 2 pounds, 2.0 amp hours. Here's 20 pounds. Here we go, 20 pounds. And this guy is about 10 amp hours. Here's a 2-pound pack from Battery Saver, 2 pounds at 14 amp hours. And we've tested it. It works. It's called lithium iron phosphate technology. And wow, we're going to be showing that at Quartz Fest. And it's an amazing technology. And to learn more about it, go to daysaver.com, not Battery Saver. I got it right now. Daysaver.com, and read all about their technology, lithium ion phosphate, 14 amp hours, 12 volts, and it weighs only 22 pounds, a lot lighter than their 20-pounder at about 10 to 12 amp hours. Sea Crane, we're testing that for the magazines. And what I like about Sea Crane is their packaging. Look at this, folks. It actually, you can get to it without having to take a crowbar to open it up. Sea Crane products will be a favorite down on the desert floor at Quartz Fest. We're actually testing out who can do the best long wave DXing. And Ventana, you know, their 2 meter 440 antennas that mount on a vent pipe that look like a vent pipe and your neighbors will never know. We've been doing some testing of the Ventana. It comes in a nice little package like this. And the Ventana HF antenna. You put the individual rods together in a specific order and lay out the ground radials, and you're on the air with HF, a little hidden antenna. We'll give you more information about that after our test, but so far, tests look really good. And of course, the Chinese radio, the Wushan, the Baofeng, the TYT. Right now, Pastor Jason, W6AUX, with the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary, is testing these radios that are compliant with NTIA and Part 90 specs. We're going to give you the full rundown as to how those tests work out. So we got a lot of things going on where we like to work with products, including the wired communications, LED strips, and we'll give you the full report right here on Ham Nation. And, you know, many of these products are carried by your local ham radio store. And Don, W6GPS, had the opportunity of going into Ham Radio Outlet in Atlanta. And they were having their big open house a week or so ago. So, Alex, if you don't mind rolling the video, let's check out and see what's happening at HRO. And thanks, Julian, for the great edits. Here comes Don.
Merry Christmas to Ham Nation.
Hello, Ham Nation. Welcome to HRO. I'm Mark, KJ4VO. Manufacturer's Day. Look around here. Giving away hundreds and hundreds of dollars of prizes. Wish you were here. Thanks.
I wish I was to win a prize, huh?
Hi, I'm Robin Cutshaw, AA4RC from Internet Labs, and we're here at the HRO Celebration Day, showing off a couple of cool little things. This is a Raspberry Pi, $35 Linux board that you can use to control a DV dongle or a DVAP over the network. And this is, we're prototyping some new cases for the DV access point dongle. So we're just kind of showing that off today.
Our latest and greatest radio. It's a 100-watt radio, HF 160 through 6, and it's got a 9-meg IF out where you can have a screen similar to this to control your radio and point-and-click capabilities. So it's a very, very neat radio, nice small footprint, and it gives you all of the features, basically, of the FT-5000 lineage.
Ham Nation, I'm saying hello from Cable Experts. All custom coax anytime you need it. Cable Experts, look us up on the web with one E.
Little promo.
Hamsoncams.com. Hello, Ham Nation.
There he is. Another radio sold. Good prices, too.
And here it is, folks, the grand prize, the Kenwood 590, courtesy of Kenwood.
Hi, Ray. Ray is soft-spoken, describing the features of all the great Ham Fest. But let me tell you, going to a store open house, you got to do it because they have great prizes. You get an opportunity to mingle with many of the manufacturers that represent their products, as we see here. You have a great time to eat a lot of food. I see they brought lots of pizza. Good for HRO Atlanta. We did it last year and wish we did it this year. And you meet the nicest counter personnel, and you'll discover that each of the counter personnel all have their specialty. And there's Ray talking all about next week's get-together on D-Star. So if there's an open house coming near you, we encourage all of our Ham Nation viewers to check it out. Go on in there. Get the kids involved. Watch Ray as he's working DX. And there it is, the HRO Atlanta gang, including Santa and Mrs. Claus. And there's Phil, I think, awarding a lucky radio winner for that new grand prize. So, Thana and Santa and the gang, thanks for giving us a tour of HRO Atlanta. Julian in 3JF, thanks to Julian for his great editing job. And Don Arnold, W6GPS, thanks, Don, for bringing us Atlanta. So we hope everybody has a good holiday season. You're off next week because we're off next week. Alex, you can get a well-deserved break from Ham Nation, but we will rejoin you the first of the year and talk more about upcoming Quartz Fest and other testing ideas that we're doing with new products here on the bench. So, Bob, that's my whirlwind tour. And now let's go back to Bob and the Ham Nation team and all of you. Happy, happy holidays from Gordo and the gang. 73. Bob?
Oh, that was great, and Julian did a great job of editing that. Sorry that I couldn't be there. Every year it seems like there's some other thing comes up. We're going to have to put a big hole in that weekend next year. Maybe we can all show up for Mark. I really would like to do that, but it's always something pops up here, but we're going to have to make sure we make it to HRO next year. That'll be great. And one other thing that we need to tell them, Gordo, is to reserve the great day in November. We're going to be bringing you more about this. There's going to be a very special convention in Lebanon, Missouri, right in the heart of the U.S. We'll be telling you more about this as it moves along. They have got some incredible ideas that they're going to make happen. They did one there a few years ago, and the facility is great, but it's not just going to be a ham fest. It's going to be everything from a mobile car show to I think they're going to launch balloons. I don't know what all they're going to do, and looks like we might be able to get some of the Ham Nation crew there. It's going to be huge. We'll let you know more about it. It's going to be in November, and that's a really good month down in that part of the country. So we'll keep you posted and let you know what's going to happen there. I think what we ought to do is bring old Don in here. We never get to talk to you live too much, Don. So let's see what's going on down in Mississippi. You and your family doing well and everything okay at the station you work at each day?
Yeah, we're doing well. I work for Clear Channel in New Orleans, and Clear Channel, it seems like, as some corporations do every this time of year, had a lot of layoffs, but thankfully New Orleans wasn't affected, so I'm still gainfully employed, or as I like to say, the scam continues. I show up and they keep putting money in my bank account. So, no, we're all doing fine. We're getting ready for Christmas. I took a couple of days of vacation this week, Monday and Tuesday, to do a little bit of Christmas shopping, and Dawn and I went down on the coast and getting ready for my son Tyler's birthday coming up in January 20th. He'll be 13. Not sure I'm ready for that, but we're doing fine. Everyone is good. Everyone is healthy, and that's the important thing, Bob. So no, we're all in really, really good shape, and glad to be down here.
Absolutely. Has Tyler picked out what color of Corvette he wants when he's 16?
Yeah, I think he wants a black and gold Trans Am, and there's one sitting in the garage right now, but I don't think he's going to get it. But actually, I have my little red Jeep is probably going to be what he ends up getting, because it was made the same year he was born, and it's red, which is his favorite color. So
there you go.
And it doesn't go fast. So, you know, that, and he can tear it up. You know, it doesn't matter. So that'll be a good thing. Yeah, it's a 2000 Jeep, so that'll be perfect for him.
Oh, that's great. Well, why don't you give us some news of what's been going on this week in this wonderful, great hobby of ham radio, and you, Bill Pasternak, and everybody that put on the entire news line each week do a great job. Let's hear what's been going on.
Yeah, before we get into news, let me just real quickly say, my holiday greeting for everyone watching. Merry Christmas. God bless you and all the best in the new year. We're not going to worry about what the Mayans say is going to happen tomorrow on the 21st. My wish for everyone is for everyone to be just as happy and healthy and prosperous as they can possibly be. And so from our house to yours, my toast to you for Christmas and the new year. And let's go ahead and take care of the news. So 73 from South Mississippi and 85 DW. Here's Newsline. From Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 1844, these are the Ham Nation headlines for Wednesday, December 19th, 2012. A group of high-altitude balloon experimenters have achieved a milestone with confirmation that their APRS-equipped high-altitude balloon has successfully crossed the Atlantic and landed in Morocco. Amateur radio stations from the UK to the Azores had been listening for the transatlantic balloon signing K6RPT-12 after it was lofted skyward from California Monday, December 3rd.
The balloon was launched by the California Near Space Project team with the intent of it crossing the Atlantic, heading for the British Isles. When it left the USA, it was traveling at over 185 miles an hour, but this was believed to have slowed down in its overwater track to as little as 55 miles an hour. Knowing this, the payload was designed for over 60 hours of flight. It also included a heating system for its 144.390 MHz FM transmitter developed by Jonathan Corgan, AE6HO, to prevent it from freezing during the overnight flight. After its journey across the Atlantic, its APRS signals were first picked up by stations in Spain. It was last heard at 09:22:31 UTC on December the 5th, descending rapidly, indicating that the balloon had finally burst. Its last recorded position was 34 degrees 25.75 north and 3 degrees 58.96 west, placing it in the Taza province of Morocco, north-northeast of Tazika National Park. It is believed that there are less than 150 radio amateurs in Morocco and no known APRS stations. As such, the balloon and its payload may never be recovered. With Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Bruce Tennant, K6PZW in Los Angeles.
For a better look at the tracking map, please visit the URL you'll find in the printed edition of this week's Amateur Radio Newsline report. Hams in New Zealand are getting access to the 472 to 479 kilohertz band.
At the World Radio Communication Conference held earlier this year, the band from 472 kHz to 479 kHz was allocated to the amateur service for use worldwide on a secondary basis. Some nations almost immediately opened it to use by their ham radio communities. And now it's become our turn here down under. It's now been agreed that New Zealand amateurs will be given access to this band following agreements made with the Radio Spectrum Policy and Planning Group of the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment. The frequency range will be 472 kHz to 479 kHz on a secondary, non-interfering basis with other spectrum users. Power output will be 25 watts effective radiated with no bandwidth restrictions. As a result of this new allocation, New Zealand hams will lose access to the previous temporary low-frequency allocation from 505 to 515 kHz. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meachins at L2BHF in Nelson, New Zealand.
The rules creating the 472 to 479 kHz low-frequency band in New Zealand are effective December 20th. And meantime, over in the UK, UK full-class licensees will soon be able to apply for a notice of variation to their ham tickets to use 472 to 479 kilohertz, as well as three additional 5 megahertz channels. Notices of variations will be accepted after January 1st of 2013. Oklahoma's Lawton Constitution newspaper reports that students at the Eisenhower Middle School's Amateur Radio Club recently commemorated the 71st anniversary of Pearl Harbor Day. Clifton Harper, KE5YZB, is the teacher who sponsors the Amateur Radio Club. He told the newspaper that students started contacting other amateur radio operators around the world at 8:30 a.m. and continued until 3:30 p.m. local time. Three separate stations were in use, including one in a trailer from the Lawton Amateur Radio Club operating as W5KS. According to the newspaper, about 140 students took part in the events throughout the school day. And finally this week, while hams and researchers look at CubeSats as communications and scientific research space platforms, a company in Scotland has come up with its own idea, burials in space.
A Glasgow-based company called Albaspace is planning to use CubeSats for just that, burials of human remains in space. According to the FAQ on the Albaspace website, the company will take a portion of one's cremated ash and integrate it into its spacecraft called the AlbaCube. We'll then launch it skyward using a commercial service provider who takes it from Earth into space. Will this be a burial option only for the rich and famous? Not according to Albaspace. It says that while it has not yet launched its pricing options, it is aiming for it to be competitively priced with other funeral options. And if you'll excuse a pun or two, this could be another fascinating use for the final frontier, or the most extreme of extreme DX. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Cheryl Essek, K9VIK in Zion, Illinois.
Alba Space says it's still not sure when its space burial service might begin. It's currently at its market research phase, and they're trying to gauge the demand for different services such as suborbital, low Earth orbit, and beyond. More about Alba Space is online at albaorbital.com. And that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline, your independent source for amateur radio news, brought to you each and every week for 35 years and counting at www.arnewsline.org. I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, with Tyler.
Merry Christmas.
And Dawn.
God bless everyone.
73 from our house to yours. The very best of Christmases, and we'll see you next time here on Ham Nation.
Wow. All right.
And there they
are. It looks like your Christmas card.
It is. We actually shot that right after that. So we took the video down and put the still camera up, and there it is. So that's our Christmas card. Exactly. That's
us. Well, thanks so much, and happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you and your family. Great family. I was able to spend some time with them in Huntsville. That was really super. And thanks for your reports each week here, Don. We really appreciate that. Well, we're going to move over and see what's going on in Petaluma. I think Leo might have some news about one of our favorite transmitter companies. Leo, the floor is yours.
Hello, Christmas hams. How are you? Leo Laporte here, interrupting your fine show for yet another tour of another great ICOM product. You love my ham shack? It's all ICOM everywhere. The ICOM Handy Talkie, the mobile ICOM, the big HF radio. And I want to tell you a little bit about a very affordable ICOM radio. Basic features, compact form. It's a dual-band FM transceiver. Very intuitive to use, very rugged. I'm talking about the 2-meter, 70-meter T70A, the ICT70A. Very easy to pro. This is a great radio. If you've got somebody just starting out in ham, or you want an inexpensive portable radio with a great battery. In fact, they even have a AA alkaline battery case, so it's great for field day or emergency use. It's got, of course, a lithium-ion battery as well. You can operate it and charge it simultaneously using your external DC power supply. Of course, CTCSS, DTCSS, DTCS. It's got loud audio, very clear audio. One of the things ICOM's really known for, very easy to hear. The fast scan is great. Listen to how many channels now. I mean, it's amazing what they're putting. 302 memory channels with alphanumerics, so you can see the names and you know what you're looking at. 26 memory banks, so you can group it. They've got a weather channel, WX channel, and WX channel alert. 3 levels of RF power. You got your 5-watt, 2.5-watt, or your 0.5-watt. So the bands for this, receiving at 136 to 174 and 400 to 479 megahertz, transmitting at 144 to 148 and 420 to 450 megahertz. Auto repeater button, that's convenient. Very rugged. It's MIL standard 810 military specification. So a very comfortable, great radio for field day, for a backup, for throwing in your backpack, taking on a cruise, large back. You know, I was on the cruise. Did I tell you this? There were a number of hams on our South America or Australian cruise because we were going to see the total eclipse there. And I walk in on a guy. He's in the lobby and he's talking. He's doing D-Star with a school, I think in Minnesota or somewhere. I mean, that was so cool. And he's talking to the kids. He said, "Oh, Leo Laporte just walked by." It was so cool. Just really neat. Anyway, of course, he was using an ICOM radio. ICOMAmerica.com/hamnation is the website if you want to learn more about the T70A or get involved in the weekly drawing where you can get some great ICOM stuff. We love ICOM. They love you. Make sure you check it out. ICOMAmerica.com/hamnation. I send you back to your Christmas hams. Enjoy.
Christmas hams. I guess that's what we are, Gordo. We're Christmas hams tonight.
Yeah, and we're perfectly perfectly wrapped for the occasion. I have the ICOM T70A, and what I like about it over some of the other radios I mentioned earlier from China is that this radio programs without having to read the tiny instructions and do subset keystrokes. Jason and I play with a lot of different radios, and let me tell you, this ICOM is great for our new class beginners, and I'm going to try and see if I can talk Ray about giving this particular unit away at Quartzfest. And I know Steve, who is a Quartzfest organizer, KOQT, Steve will have a great time in raffling this off. So we hope to see you at Quartzfest, and we'll probably add this to the raffle prize. So, Steve, I hope that's okay. Angel, keep driving carefully, and back to you, Bob.
Oh, that's great. I probably can program that thing. Well, we have some real special things coming up here. Gordo, you want to introduce our special guest from Colorado and her little Christmas special?
You bet. You know, we get a lot of great mail from many of our Ham Nation viewers. We sure encourage you to keep those videos coming. In fact, a little bit later on, Julian has a new video site just for you to post your videos. Ham Nation Video at gmail.com. I'll look it up. But it's something very close to that. Julian will set us straight on that one. But we've got a new spot. But we always enjoy hearing from some of our guest hosts, and Amanda is certainly one of them. So, Amanda, if you are there, why don't you read that great, great poem that you shared with us earlier, because it really meant a lot. In fact, there she is, and you're looking good, Amanda. Go right ahead, Amanda.
Thank you, you guys, and I'm so happy to be here tonight. And if I don't get a chance to say this, but... afterwards, Merry Christmas. So is there one that you guys would like me to do first?
You do your favorite first and introduce your husband, too.
Oh, well, of course. This is Mr. Jeff K0JSC, and I did get him to wear a Santa hat tonight. I'm really proud of that. And enjoy the lights behind us, you guys. It was fun. And all right, let's and this is by... And I've never met this guy in person, but OJ is dear to my heart because... He has been said to be my biggest fan. So thank you, OJ, for sending these to us. That's K0OJ. And also helping with it was N0TVQ. That's Ed. So thanks, you guys. And if you can imagine music, I had a horrendous week, so I didn't get a chance to practice this singing. So I'm just going to say it out. And you guys can, after I'm done talking, you guys can, I'll show you the photos of why I had such a bad week. Anyhow, let's imagine the song Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire here, if you will. All right. Kenwood roasting on an open fire. Yaesu nipping at your nose. Yuletide icons tuning a wire. And folks dressed up with a Linco. Everybody knows a heath kit and some mistletoe. Help to make the season bright. Collins rigs with their tubes all aglow will find it nice to talk tonight. They know that Santa is on his way. He's loaded lots of rigs and feed line in his sleigh. And every mother's child is going to spy to see if old swans really know how to fry. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to hams from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to all of you. Thank you, OJ, for that one. That is so cute.
That's great.
We have another. Was Gordo going to do this one?
No, I'm going to let you do it, Amanda. You do a much better job.
Well, thank you. Okay, and this is called The Ham's White Christmas. So think of your white Christmases there. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the beams all glisten and hams all listen. I don't think that really happens, you guys. To hear signals through the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every QSL I write. May your hamming be merry and bright, and may all of your Christmases be so white. There you go. And I gave Alex a couple of photos earlier today to show you what happened to Jeff and I on Monday. So, Alex, if you don't mind, let's go up with Exhibit A.
Oh, no.
Yes. A tree fell on my Jeep and our house. The wind, 39 miles an hour, just took it out. So,
but the radio lives.
Yeah. Go to the next picture there, Alex, if you don't mind. Notice the antenna there, you guys. It survived. It all did. Right. So, that was a... You see how big that tree was. This is... we still have a hole in our roof and plastic in our living room blocking it off. So that was our Christmas present. And I look forward to shopping for the new car. And Jeff, you have any words there?
Just Merry Christmas to everybody. Glad to be here.
Merry Christmas, you guys. We love you, and I can't wait to be on next time. And have a happy, happy, great new year. I'm looking forward to 2013.
Wow, all right. Well, thank you, Amanda. Yeah, that was just terrific. And Amanda, to match the antenna on the vehicle, we've got a portable one here for you. Came off of one of your handhelds, and we'll donate that to the cause. But, I guess your antenna survived. So thanks, Amanda, and you too. Have a happy holiday season. Bob, what do you think? Great poems, huh?
Those were great poems. I appreciate sending them in, and I figured that Amanda would be the perfect one to read those. And sorry that I'm not in our Pleasant Hope QTH tonight, or I would have fired up the Big Allen and she could have sung those for us. That would have even been better. But then we'd have probably had to pay royalties to somebody. So maybe that isn't a good idea. Oh, golly. Well, I'm sorry to hear about your car. The other good side of it is you'll be out getting a new Christmas present, and that's a new car. And you'll have... We'll have to shop for an antenna. Looks like your antenna's fine. Oh, golly, that's terrible. And your house is damaged. So good luck to you guys in getting that all back as soon as possible. Well, let's go down and see what's going on. I've been noticing some smoke when I look down south here. And I guess we got George down there doing it again. So, George, how are you doing? And let's see what's the old smoking solder dudes doing tonight.
Well, hi, Bob. We're going to do something a little bit different tonight. I'll tell you about it after we've watched the video, exactly how this works. We're going to take off a week on the SoftRock RX-TX, and we'll pick back up with that in the first episode in January. But this week, let's look at a little bit different kind of radio. Today, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to use our small Raspberry Pi to make an FM transmitter with just one piece of wire. Shazam! First, we'll go to the IC Robotics website, and we'll look up the article here, turning the Raspberry Pi into an FM transmitter. We can download the source code right here, and I will save that. Now, this thing is in GZIP format, so it will have to be unzipped before we can use it. Now, if we bring up our file manager, we'll find pifm.tar.gz, which is a zipped file right here in the /pi folder. I'm going to create a folder here to store the program in. We'll name it PiFM. There it is right there. Now, we'll unzip the program by double-clicking on it. Here are all the files in it, so I'll just highlight them all. And we want to extract them, and let's put them in our PiFM folder that we just created. And I believe they'll all be there now, so let's check and see. There we go. Now we're going to do the hardware part. I'm going to open up my Raspberry Pi tower case here that I built in a previous episode on AmateurLogic.tv. And we need to locate GPIO pin 4 in here, and I put a chart in the back, and that's going to be the fourth pin down. And I've got this little jumper wire here that came out of an old computer. I've strapped on a clip lead to make it the approximate correct length for 100 megahertz. We're going to plug this on to the fourth GPIO pin there. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now that I've got the program installed and the antenna connected, there's one thing to do. Well, actually, there's 3 or 4 things to do, but it's not much to it. First thing we'll do is we'll open up a Linux terminal window. Then we'll need to change to the directory where PiFM is located. Once we get there, then we run the command sudo python. Then we'll type in these commands, import PiFM, and it is case sensitive. And now we can begin playing. We type pifm.play_sound, and then we put in the name of our WAV file that we're going to be playing, and press enter.
This is W5JDX testing the Raspberry Pi PiFM software FM transmitter. It does seem to be working, and I can walk around anywhere in the shack here and hear the signal full quadding.
And it's got a squelch tail to it. So there you go, how to use your Raspberry Pi as an FM transmitter. It's not really high quality, but it does work. And if you're sitting around, you need an FM modulator, and you've got a Raspberry Pi and a piece of wire, you're in business. One thing I noticed a bit odd here is that the website said it needed to be a 44.1 kilohertz sampling rate, 16-bit mono WAV file, in order to play back. Well, I tried one of those, and it played back at double speed, so I just resampled my WAV file down to 22.05 kilohertz, and that's what you just heard. Now, did you notice anything different about that radio I'm using? Yes, that's right. It's an AM stereo radio. It's a Sony, and it's probably one of the best AM stereo radios ever made. They haven't been sold for decades now, and I doubt you could even find one on eBay. Those radios really sounded good when AM stereo was around. I don't know if there's even any AM stereo stations still broadcasting. What did you think about that transmitter, Bob?
Yeah, that was great. And one piece of wire, right? That's it? Just one piece.
That's it. And, you know, the way basically that they're doing that is the Raspberry Pi has some I.O. pins on it, where you can put out TTL signals. They're actually, I think, 3.3 volts instead of 5 volts on these. And they use the clock in the computer there just to turn off one of those lines on and off at a 100 megahertz rate, and that generates a 100 megahertz carrier. And then they use software just to read in the audio file, and then it slightly shifts the 100 megahertz frequency that's been generated up and down just a little bit at the modulation right there, and you got instant FM radio. That's a pretty slick little hack there someone came up with.
That's really neat. Electronics are amazing, aren't they, George? Wow, that's really cool.
Sure are. You know, that was all software, too. I mean, the only hardware I really added was a piece of wire. Well, you know, we've been talking about this big contest that was going on here with the ICOM IC7200, the MFJ 30-amp switching power supply and auto tuner, and a couple antennas from MFJ, a nice Howl ICM microphone, and some Gordon West training materials, a Wireman cable, and some of my own private stock PL259 connectors. Well, Santa is over here, and he said it was time to give it away, so we had a drawing last week in the last episode of AmateurLogic.tv, and we picked a winner, and that lucky winner was KG0GP Mark Tomlinson in Nuclear, Colorado, and when he heard about it, he was ecstatic. He should be receiving it on the 21st, so we hope he can open it up and get it on the air in time for the End of the World Net. And congratulations, Mark. We know you're going to have a Merry Christmas this year, and we're looking forward to hearing how you got it all set up there and how much you like it. And for our regular contest this week, I had announced last week a question of who was the first ham in space, and I told you it was a trick question. And we did get a winner on that, and it was Jim, W5AZN. And Jim said, the first ham to go into space was Ham the Chimp. And I had a picture on that. There it is. And Ham, yeah, his first chimpanzee launched into outer space. And his name is an acronym for the lab that prepared him for the historic mission, the Holloman Aerospace Medical Center at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. On January 31st, 1961, Ham was secured in Project Mercury mission, labeled MR2, and launched from Cape Canaveral. And he survived the incident. I've forgotten how old he lived to be, but he had a pretty good life there, Bob. He made history as the first ham ever to orbit. And some people didn't like the answer on that one, but hey, you know, I said it was a trick. So congratulations, Jim. You win the MFJ 24-hour clock here. And we're not having a show next week because of Christmas, so we're not going to give out another contest prize tonight. But we'll pick back up with those shortly. I've got some new prizes coming in. And so stay tuned, and you could win something. Not sure exactly what yet, but we'll have some more stuff there. So, again, congratulations, Jim, on the clock, and congratulations, Mark, on that great HF station.
Got that right. Now, I got one for you, George. I saw your thing as you sent to Alex about all this, and I got to researching that a little bit. And do you know that on December the 13th, 1958, that there was a squirrel monkey, and he survived a Jupiter 13 Army rocket blast. But unfortunately, he died in the mechanical when the mechanical parachute failed. Now, the question for you, do you know what his name is? And this is a real deal, everybody. Do you know what that monkey's name was, George?
No idea. Spidey?
How about you, Gordo? Do you know what that monkey's name was?
Yeah, like it was, oh, crap, I'm falling.
No, this is the real deal now. On December the 13th, 1958, the squirrel monkey that he survived, but his parachute died. His name was G-O-R-D-O, Gordo.
Oh, my gosh. Always something. I don't know where you get these factos, Bob, but that's one I'll immediately forget because his parachute failed to open.
Well, right.
Hey, by the way, I've got the location. Julian said that if you've got videos of Show Me Your Shack or great videos that he can look at to preview for here on Ham Nation, new simple address, send it to hamnationvideo@gmail.com. hamnationvideo@gmail.com. Thanks, Julian, for looking at all those great videos. Bob and George, back to you. It's old Gordo.
Gordo, you see, I learn all these facts. I have this real smart wife, and she finds all this stuff out for me and takes care of things. So there you go.
Thank you, Sarah. Thanks,
sir. Somebody's been asking me several all night, what's this extension? That's just a piece off of our classic bass, but you can buy all kinds of extensions. They're 5/8 diameter by 27 threads per inch. That's a standard mic thread. All kinds of things. Atlas stands got them. That's just a bass off of one of our classic basses that we have. I don't have one here handy, but you've seen our classic bass. That's what I did. I just wanted a little drop. That's what I did. But you can go to all kinds of places and find those. So that is enough of the fun and frolic here from Illinois for a second. That monkey was great, I got to tell you. That monkey was too much. We're going to go back to Petaluma, because Leo is going to talk about one of his very, very favorite subjects, audible books. Take her away,
Leo. Oh, you thought you were rid of me, didn't you? Hello, hams. It's me, Leo Laporte, again. Oh, yes, W6TWT. You know, I know one thing about hams. You guys have good ears, right? You like to listen. You like to talk even more. I know you talk and talk, but listening. We're auditory creatures, and I know that you will love Audible.com. Do you know about Audible.com? It's the best audiobook store in the world. 100,000-plus titles, bestsellers, history, fiction, thrillers, romance novels. It's all there at Audible.com. A great sci-fi collection, by the way. And I think a lot of credit to Audible, because what they did is they realized a lot of the great sci-fi classics were never recorded. So they built their own studios and created what they call Audible Frontiers. And they have been recording using the best readers. Oh, Audible's guys are, and gals are so good at bringing a book to life. And they've been re-recording some of the great stuff, the old Isaac Asimov stuff, the Bob Heinlein stuff, Jerry Pournelle. Ah, I love it. Larry Niven. I'll tell you what, go to audible.com, browse around a little bit, and I'm going to tell you how you can get a free book. Once you find the book that you want, there's so many great choices. Go to audiblepodcast.com/hamnation, and you can sign up for the gold account. That's the book a month plan, but your first month's free, your first book is free. You can cancel at any time, pay nothing, and that book is yours forever. I don't think you're going to want to do that, because I think once you start listening to books, you'll realize that all this downtime while you're in the car, while you're working out, while you're cooking, cleaning, you know, sweeping the shack, you could be listening to great audiobooks. Audiblepodcast.com/hamnation. Give them a try today. And don't forget, we also have, and it's going to run out soon, for the holidays, Brandon Sanderson's Legion. This is a great, it's kind of fantasy, two-hour novella. It's free at audible.com/Sanderson. And this is not just for new members. It's for anybody. If you're already an Audible member or you don't want to join, you just want to try it, audible.com/Sanderson. No credit card, no trial, nothing. audible.com/Sanderson. And for your Audible book, audiblepodcast.com/triangulation. No, Ham Nation. That's the name of this show. Guys, I feel bad. I forgot. Happy holidays. Yeah. I know this is the last show of the year, right? They're not going to do a show on day after Christmas. Yeah. This is the last show of the year. So have a wonderful holiday. Have a wonderful new year. We'll see you back here in 2013. From W6TWT, Leo Laporte, 7-3.
This coming up 2013, we're going to put that antenna up. We're going to do something to get him on the air. We have to do that. It's going to be a must. If we have to have everybody listening and watching, we're going to show up in Petaluma and do something. We got to get him on the air, and we will. Look at that. He loves all this stuff. He listens to a lot of noise. He does listen, guys, but it's just, can't hear enough to get in there and see what's happening. But when he does listen on 3850 and 3847, what does he hear? He hears this real sweet voice from K9BIK. Hi, Cheryl. How are you? Merry Christmas, kiddo.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you too, Bob. Hi, everybody out there in the chat room. And a big hello to Leo Laporte and Alex and everyone at the Twit Cottage there. Hey, happy holidays to you guys. Thanks for all your help all year long. It's been wonderful. And I wanted to just bring up something that our Julian mentioned in the chat room, so anybody listening to the podcast can have this information. Apparently, there's a new link or new email address to send your videos to. He says it's hamnationvideo@gmail.com. So please send your videos there. I wanted to get that out just right off the bat. We have a question for George tonight. I hope that you're still there, George, for us. Are you there?
I'm still here, Cheryl.
Great. They wanted to know where you got your workbench. Is it custom made or did you buy it somewhere? They kind of like your workbench, George.
Oh, well, it's homemade. This is actually a countertop that I bought at Lowe's or Home Depot or somewhere. And it was 8 foot. I chopped it down to 5 to put it in here. And under the bottom here, you can't see it, but I bought some sliders and put some drawers in it. Got a piece of molding on the front. But the drawer itself is actually a couple of commercial Wi-Fi radomes that made nice little drawers. And so I just mounted them on there and put a front on it.
Well, you're the creative one. Thanks so much for that, George. And moving over to you, Gordo. Happy yes. holidays to you. We got a couple of them. Looks like... First, can someone ask Gordo, which would be me, of course, if you still have the all-day, anywhere in the state, you can be heard from the starting point, two-meter T-hunt.
They do have T-meter tea hunts here in Southern California. In fact, the next big one is going to be down at Quartz Fest with Bion and his team putting it on. Bionics actually makes the new little 2-meter transmitters. But yep, we still do, not on a regular basis, but yes, we do tea hunting on two. In fact, we're now looking at Doppler, and there's a great Doppler device out of New York that we're going to be playing with soon that Richard, K6, really big signal, says is terrific. Back to you, Cheryl.
Thanks, Gordo. And that question came from Navion WB6RFW. Thank you for your question tonight. Also, looks like we have a concern. You mentioned that there was an ICOM handheld that's being given to Quartz Fest as a raffle grand prize, and they just wanted to verify if it was being donated by ICOM or Ham Nation. Do you have information on that?
Well, all I know is I've got it now. Ray sent it to me, but this is such a fun radio, and I use it regularly, that I think we'll probably go ahead and donate it, so I may pay for it. ICOM certainly is so generous in helping us extend these gifts to worthy hams, so fear not, this radio will be at Quartz Fest, and there's other radios that Steve Weed has lined up, KO4QT. So we'll have plenty of prizes that we give away at Quartz Fest, including the ICOM handheld.
Perfect, perfect. And just a comment for you from KF4UTH. Tom asked, are you going to write a cookbook for Field Day one day? Is that on the agenda for you, maybe? That's just a comment.
Well, luckily, that's going to come from Steve's angel. That is Steve's right-hand lady, and she's got a cookbook that she's working up, and she'll have the first few chapters at Quartz Fest for everybody to look at.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. And one for you, Bob. It's a techno question, and it's a holdover from I couldn't get to KF4AEJ Matt last time, but he did really truly want to know about if you had information concerning it's about a vacuum tube. Do you know anything about the GI7 tube? Is it a good tube to build an HF amp with?
I don't know about a GI7. That one isn't on my radar scope. GI7. I've never heard of that. Hey, George, you know about a GI7? You've heard of that?
Never heard of a GI7 before, Bob. I'll look it up here while the show's going on, but that's kind of an odd number sequence.
Yeah, can't help you on that one, Cheryl.
Looks like LPK chimed in. He said it was some sort of Russian tube, so I just heard that in the background. This just in from our newsroom here from LPK. Anyway. All right, thanks, David. Okay, guys, I think that's going to be a wrap it up for the questions so far. But there was one quick one for Gordo, if you might be able to answer. If someone travels to Canada, can he use his 2-meter rig with his USA call sign without any restrictions?
You betcha. We have a great agreement with Canada, and just bring a copy of your USA license and have at it in Canada. But on 70 centimeters, be a little cautious at the bottom of the 440 band in that line A precludes operation. But on 2 meters, have fun and bring a copy of your license when you go into and out of Canada.
Great, great. Thank you very much. And from our household to yours, everyone, from K9LPK and K9VIK, happy holidays and season's greetings. This is K9VIK. I'm Cheryl for Ham Nation. You have a great season.
And there's old Dave. Merry Christmas, you two. And thanks for all your help this year on Ham Nation. We look forward to a lot going on next year. And we'll continue on where we left off. And Gordo, have a nice Christmas. You and Susie and Julian and Hannah, everybody in Costa Mesa. Hope you guys are going to have a lot of fun. And we'll be back again next year. See how things are going. And George, keep the old smoke going. We'll try to send you some solder so you don't run out. What do you think?
That roll is kind of getting low back there. I was just looking at it last week. So, yeah, I'm probably going to have to stock up on that stuff while I can still get lead.
Okay. Well, thanks so much to everybody in Petaluma, Alex, Karsten, and everybody that keeps this show going. This is a great thing that we've got going here. We appreciate all of the bandwidth from Leo and everyone at the Twit Network. You have a great Christmas, everybody, and stay in touch. We'll see you on the air. I don't think there'll be a 20-meter net tonight. 40 meters, I think, is a little bit hopping. It was a while ago for me here. We'll be down on 3850 after a while, 3847. And D-Star, you got D-Star fired up and going, George? You got those addresses ready to go? Is that something happening there?
Yeah, I sure do. D-Star is going to be on Reflector 14 Module C, or you can listen on the internet at wx4adx.com/listen. And also, we've got Echo Link on the Star Do Drop In Star Conference server. That's also node 355-800. Okay. 73.
Thanks very much, everybody. 73, best regards to you. Merry Christmas, and we're going to see you right here again on Wednesday night. But watch the replays. There's a lot of things you can do over your Christmas holidays to watch some of the things and replay what we've done this year. Merry Christmas from K9EID.
Gordo 73, 72, 72 is where we're dialed in tonight. Thanks to Bill Pasternak for all his great help in keeping our show rolling as well with all that great news. Bob, thank you for dreaming this whole idea up with Leo. 73, see you next year.
Thanks, everybody.